The presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, says it will require an additional 0.1% of GDP, which translates into 78 million cedis, to implement his much-touted free SHS education policy for the first year. This he hopes to generate through a percentage of the oil revenues allocated to the GMPC and for the funding of the budget, in addition to a greater percentage from the GET Fund. Taking his turn last night at the IEA evening encounter, Nanado also accused the current administration of unbridled corruption and gross mismanagement. He promised to revive the economy, revamp agriculture, restore confidence in the city, and offer a transformational leadership. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
Ever since Nana Akufo-Addo made that promise when delivering the first Liberty Lectures organized by the Dankwa Institute last year to make education free and compulsory up to the SHS level, he has come under heavy criticism, with many describing the promise as unrealistic. What made matters worse was his inability and that of members of the NPP to tell the public how much it will cost to implement the policy and where the money will be coming from. In an answer to a similar question on a BBC Hard Talk interview earlier in the year, Nana Addo said he was only prepared to disclose that information to Ghanaians. This further fueled the argument that the policy was not well thought through. However, in response to his critics, Nana Addo first defined what he means by free SHS education.
Education is at the heart of the MPP program. Every child, rich or poor, able-bodied or disabled, deserves a good education. Currently, at every stage of education, our children are falling out of the system. To change the situation, we will redefine basic education and make it compulsory from kindergarten to senior high school. We will remove the biggest obstacles that currently stand in their way: cost and access. In addition to tuition and other costs already borne by government, admission, library, computer, science center, and examination fees will all be free. So will boarding, feeding, and entertainment fees, along with textbooks and utilities. In order to ensure equity, day students will also be fed at school free of charge. Free secondary education will cover technical and vocational institutions.
Having this in mind, he estimated that it will cost his government about 78 million Ghana cedis in the first year of implementation.
The additional cost of providing free senior high school will be around 1% of Ghana's GDP. The cost of providing free secondary school education for the 2013-2014 academic year is estimated at 0.1% of our GDP in 2014-2015. We expect the cost to rise to 288 million Ghana cedis in that academic year and increase to 774 million Ghana cedis in 2015-2016. Providing free secondary education will increase the total educational expenditure from the 4.1% of GDP in 2011 to 5.8% by 2016.
Nana Addo also promised an increase in the housing stock and health training institutions. In all this, the MPP presidential candidate says he has a dynamic and competent team drawn from his party and a broad spectrum of Ghanaians home and abroad to rely on.
Bugs Klinogo's report.